I am the subdivision committee chairwoman. So I'm going to do a quick roll call so to verify that we have a quorum for this meeting. So if you will introduce yourselves for the record.
Eric Hall, representing OC Parks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Judy Kim with OC Public Works.
Hi, Judy.
Andy Guzman, Orange County Fire.
Hello, Andy.
Hello.
And Dennis Bilodeau with OC Public Works.
Okay, and Dennis. Alrighty. So, looks like we have a quorum. I just would want to mention, Andy, welcome to the subdivision committee. I understand that you still have to be sworn in before you can like vote on an item. Today is going to be just kind of an unusual meeting because we're really meeting basically to do the one item to allow us to continue to have virtual meetings. There's no other agenda items and there's no members of the public. So I'll save us all with the regular housekeeping that we go through because it's really not necessary since it's just for us. I will quickly, I just wanted to let you know, Andy, that's kind of where, so we appreciate you being here today. I'm sorry we don't have a more exciting agenda today, but do please continue to work with Sharon Gilliam, our secretary, to get you sworn in and you can be our more active participant in voting rights and all of that. So do you have any questions on that or are we good?
No, we're good.
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You.
And again, welcome. You know what?
Thank
while
you.
We're doing welcomes, why don't you just tell us quickly just a little bit about yourself, and that way you can meet all the fellow team members virtually.
Well, I'm a fire prevention analyst for the Orange County Fire Authority. I've been employed by the fire authority for 20 years. I'm currently supporting the planning development and plan review. I'm the alternate for Todd Letterman, who is an assistant fire marshal. He is my supervisor. Did you need to know anything further?
No, I think that's just great. It's always nice to just get a quick bio of, especially our new members. You know what, while we are on the line, then how about if everyone just around the room, I know you said where you were from, but maybe just kind of give a hello and a quick mini bio of yourself for Andy as well. So Eric, if you wouldn't mind going first, I know you're super shy, but if you could stretch it.
I'm trying to get over that. you're gradually getting me to come around, Larry. Hi, Andy. My name is Eric Hull. My title is Entitlement Manager, and I'm headquartered at OC Parks. And my job here is really to be kind of the front door for third party land use requests that come in constantly from, that's everybody from Caltrans to large developers like our friends at the ranch, utility providers, special districts, Irvine Ranch Water Districts, Rondo Creek Water District, and then kind of we're a catch-all as well for everything that doesn't really fit cleanly into like our operations or natural resources division. So kind of got my hands in a lot of things, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Likewise, welcome.
All right, Miss, how about Dennis? Thank you, Eric. How about Dennis, if you don't mind going next?
Sure, my name is Dennis Bilodeau. I'm a county traffic engineer. And one of my roles actually is reviewing the county property permits that come in for conflicts in terms of traffic, and that's basically my role. Thank you.
Dennis, I think we've met a couple of times in the past.
Yeah, I think
that's exactly. Ranch Commission Vehicle.
Yes, and that's a big part of our role is reviewing all the ranch permits that come in. That's probably 75% of what I do now.
Well, I think there's a common theme. We all have to have the enjoyment of reviewing branch plans. So, and you will see a lot of that at the subdivision committee as well, since a lot of our track maps are primarily with that group. So Ms. Kim, Judy Kim, if you wouldn't mind giving a brief introduction.
I'm Judy Kim. I'm the private property permits manager within the permitting division. So I primarily oversee our permit intake queue. That includes anything coming in online or a public counter as well. So most of my team is dedicated to basically the public counter or permit intake.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. I think that was everyone online today. So thank you for your introductions. And again, thanks. Oh, and I guess my name is Lori Alonzo. I also work with Judy in the permitting division. I've also held the role of the planning manager as well as the land development planning manager. So I've been here for a couple of days, but I have seen my fair share of the ranch plan projects. But like Judy mentioned, we also work in the county service center, and we run the permitting counter for all of OCPW in coordinating with survey. I'm not sure if Lily will be able to join us today, but our vice chair is Lily Sandberg, and she is the vice chair, and she's basically works in OC survey, so she's probably our the one that reviews the most on all the maps. So that's kind of it. So thank you so much again for the introductions. I really appreciate everybody's willingness to do so, and again, welcome Andy. I am going to take, so going back to the agenda, I'm going to take it just a little bit out of order. So I'm going to skip to our discussion items first so that we can, vote on and make the findings to meet in virtually before we do any actions by our group. So if I could have a motion for the item number one.
This is Dennis. I'd be happy to make the motion.
Alrighty, and then do I have a second?
Eric Hull with a second.
Alrighty, so all in favor of the keeping the Brown Act virtual meetings in place and findings as identified, making the findings as identified on the agenda, all in favor say aye.
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 And that is a unanimous vote of approval. So again, thank you everybody for doing that. So we will have to continue to keep this in, we would have to continue to meet every 30 days. So we'll work with our secretary to ensure that we are meeting appropriately. I guess my next question would the next meeting fall within the 30 days, or do we have to come back in 2 weeks, or can we come back next month? So
that's
a good question. She'll look into that for us as we go on with our rest of our business. Thanks, Sharon. So the minutes of March 16th, those were provided to everybody. Again, thanks to Sharon. So everyone had a chance to read those? And I'll look for a motion on that one as well. And don't know
Jump at once. Dennis, again, I'd be happy to make the motion.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. We have a motion for approval on the floor. Do we have a second?
Apologies, Madam Chair, I would second, but I don't believe I was in attendance for that meeting.
Yeah, so I can't accept your second, but I appreciate the effort. Mm-hmm. So
this is Eric, I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Alrighty, so we have a motion by Dennis Bilodeau. We have a second by Eric Hull. And I guess I would ask for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 And then we have one absent vote, right, with Judy. And then hearing any nays? Hearing none, the minutes of March 16th also passed unanimously. So I'm going to go ahead and move to the subdivision committee comments section of the agenda. So last time we met, we had planned to have the ranch do a meeting, kind of do a presentation, and we had discussed the possibility of, an on-site tour or something like that. So upon further review, just kind of for clarification of the Brown Act, even though it wouldn't be part of the agenda or wouldn't be, part of any type of a meeting, and we wouldn't be taking any action or decisions, it's because the Brown Act, we are legislatively a legislative body, and being even out in public of that nature on an area that we are going to take future action on items, it just isn't compliant with the Brown Act. So just wanted to let you guys know that's kind of why we removed that from an option. So whoever came up with that idea was terrible. So that would be me. And so I have spoken with council on that. But if anybody does want to do a tour of the ranch, RMB has graciously offered, if you know we went in groups that were smaller than the quorum, that is something, you know, that is acceptable. However, you know, just be careful that we don't have like any serial discussions or serial meetings. And that's not, you know, Fruit Loops cereal, it's cereal, hopefully, because I know we're online. Hope you guys are getting that. So anyways, I hope I said that. And I'm here for, you know, Sharon's entertainment value
all the time.
So anyways. And Andy, I know this is your first meeting, but I'm a little lax today because there's really not like an official item other than just to keep us virtual. Maybe not such a great idea. So I will promise to keep my more professional approach when we have members of the public and everybody here. So just be assured I will do that. I guess the other thing is, do we still want to have Jay come in and do a presentation of the ranch? He still offered to do that. It would just be at one of our future subdivision committee meetings where we actually have a real item to take a vote. I just don't want him to have to come down to a special item unless you know we really need that for our future meeting. So I would say yes, I would still be interested in having him do a presentation. It's just nice to see where we were, where we're at, and where we're going, especially since we're actively involved in the approvals or reviews of future maps and development. So that's my two cents.
This is Judy Kim. I would agree. I think that'd be super helpful, especially for me and anybody else. Well, I think something most people are involved on the Water Ranch project. But I personally am not, but I think like a quick overview would be very helpful. I don't think it needs to be an urgent request, though. If you know, now's not a good time for Jay, I don't think it's anything urgent. But yes, I would agree that would be very helpful.
Okay, perfect. So will anybody else have any comments or yays or nays on that?
No comments.
Okay. As long as no one's opposed to it, well, you know, we'll keep that on the back burner as a future agenda item with the future meetings. So I think other than that, well, we still have the Brown Act. We could do the Brown Act training. That's, I know, super exciting for everybody. But we can certainly have Nicole come and do that if we need to for a future meeting. And then looking at the calendar, Sharon's got some intel for us. So,
yeah, if my math is correct. we would not need to meet in 2 weeks if we do not have any items.
Okay.
We would not need to meet in 2 weeks. We would be within the 30 days if we met on May 4th, which is a scheduled meeting date, and that would put us at 28 calendar days.
Okay, perfect. So, do we know if we have any items as of late for April 20th?
At this time, I have not received any information that we will have any items, and okay. They would have been...
they should have been to us
yes,
by now.
Yes, yes.
Well, but you just never know.
Never
so,
know.
Anyways, yeah. Okay. Alrighty, well then, I think what we'll do is does anyone else have any other comments that they want to speak to? But I mean, for the most part, it looks like we could probably, our next meeting will most likely be May 4th, and that will meet our virtual requirements of 30 days. And if there are no items on the 20th, our secretary, Sharon, will just send out a cancellation for that meeting. How does that sound to everyone?
That sounds fantastic to me.
Is anyone not going to be available on the 4th, or do you know that you'll not be around on the 4th?
May the 4th be with you.
Pardon?
I said May the 4th be with you.
No, not April, June 4th. May 4th.
And just to add to our comedy routine, our Sharon has participated and said, May 4th be with you.
May the 4th be
May
with
the 4th
you.
Be with you. So anyways, I think on that we can simply adjourn the meeting and we'll
Madam
see you.
Chair?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Eric.
Oh, sure.
On that note, I will not be available on the 4th.
Okay.
And this is more of an announcement on a personal level, but now's probably the best time to mention it.
I am
going to be leaving the county employ as of next Friday the 15th.
No, well, congratulations for you.
Yeah.
Sadness for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very bittersweet. It's all good stuff. My wife and I are moving to Colorado, something that we've been working on for quite a while, several years.
Oh, wow.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. The timing has finally come into focus. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed my interaction with all of you. It's been a pleasure to serve on the subdivision committee. It's been very educational and gratifying. Keeping up with all the subdivision activity throughout the county and particularly the ranch. And it's been an honor to serve with such a professional group of folks, and I feel like I can call y'all friends as well. So thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Oh my gosh, Eric, we are, like we said, I think I speak for a lot of people on this committee. We will be saddened to see you leave, not just on this committee, but just your valuable, knowledgeable input on, I know me personally, because all the encroachment permits that we have to deal with you all, and you guys are great. And then just kind of, I guess, growing up at the county, you were part of that family with us here in planning at one point, and I really, really appreciate just being a colleague with you, and I'm grateful that you've called us your friend. So had we known, well, we would have maybe been a little more professional today, and I hope you enjoyed our comedy act over here. But
no, I wouldn't have it any other way.
So, Eric, it's been an utmost pleasure, and I can't say it enough. We wish you well in your next endeavor.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Cleary. That means a lot.
Yes, absolutely. And Eric, as the secretary, it's very. I mean, I always look forward to you always responding in a timely manner. And and so you were one constant that I could depend on for that, not only just to show up to the meetings, but also to respond whenever I sent any type of email out. So I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sharon. I feel like sometimes I set the bar a little low, but at the very, very least I can do is be responsive. So
I appreciate it.
I hear Sharon. We'll step it up a bit.
Yes. Oh, I didn't mean that, Judy.
She wasn't going to call anyone out specifically. Anyway, well, again, that's great news for you. Yeah, but you know, if we're virtual and you're bored and you miss us, jump on as a member of the public. We'd love to say hi. You know, we know you got other things to do, but again,
I'm glad to do that.
All right. Well, thanks again. Well, everybody, is there anything else? I don't think you could top that one. It's bittersweet, like you said.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, then I think we're gonna go ahead and adjourn the meeting. And like I said, well, the next regular meeting of the Orange County Subdivision Committee is scheduled for April 20th. If there's no items, then we'll most likely be seeing everyone all virtually again on May 4th. That concludes today's business, and you all have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.